Surprise, Master! Surprise, Major Healy! I'm preparing luncheon. Is it not scrumptious?
I could eat a horse.
Really? Well, if that is what you wish.
No, Jeannie, no horses. And no lunch. Roger and I have volunteered for a nutritional experiment at the base hospital.
Yeah, duty. I'll get it.
Oh, but Master, you know how cranky you get when you do not eat.
Yeah, no, this is duty, Jeannie, really.
Yes, but this is red meat, whole protein.
Dr. Mellows! Here's Dr. Mellows, he's here!
Would you pop out now, Jeannie, please?
Oh, Master, the stakes will burn.
Dr. Bellows is going to drive us to the base hospital, please. Thank you. Okay.
What are you doing up there?
Dr. Bellows!
Oh, Tim. Dr. Bellows.
Dr. Bellows.
Well, are you ready and eager to get underway, gentlemen?
Oh, yes, quite ready. Yes, right.
You seem rather tense.
You know me? No, I'm a moose is a loose. Noose is a goose. You know what I mean.
Of course, I understand. At first, I couldn't imagine why you were so eager to volunteer your services, and then I remembered the new Swedish nurses at the hospital. Naive of me, wasn't it?
Swedish nurses? Well, how about that? Did you know that there were Swedish nurses at the hospital, Roger?
Are you kidding? You mean Sonia and Ingrid and all the beautiful girls?
Let's go, sir.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you know, you just have to... They're a little ugly there. They got the big noses and now a hair like spaghetti. Well, we'll just have to bear it, huh? Duty, duty.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for setting that up.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Well, my three look great.
I can't believe that we're here. You see those beautiful blondes, Greta, Inger, and Sonia?
Yeah, Greta's the one with the big...
Master!
Nose, and skinny legs, and the novel knees, yeah.
Oh, hey, look who's here. Now, listen, I know what you're thinking, and you're absolutely wrong. We volunteered for this job, Jeannie. No.
Here we are, Commander.
Commander Porter intends to use you to prove that the astronaut nutrition program is inadequate.
That's right. I'm really going to put the pressure on you. Brutal, hard pressure. And if you think your astronaut diet of rich food and lady fingers is going to keep you going, you're wrong. Boys, in just 24 hours, I'm going to reduce you to broken, sniveling rats.
For the good of our country, of course.
And what have you to say to that?
Sounds great.
You can't wait.
Good.
I like doomed men to show spirit. Okay, let's warm up with 20 laps around the water tower.
The water tower, sir, that's on a roof, Dr. Bellows. That's
that's 12 floors. You do mean for them to take the elevator, don't you?
Up the fire escape.
Faster.
Five.
anymore. So you drop.
Commander Porter's vitamin pill.
I see those nurses have worn you out.
Jenny, we're in the hands of a madman.
Huh?
No, honestly, the nurses didn't have anything to do with it.
Tell her.
Roger. Tell her. Tell Jenny. Jenny, he's trying to kill us.
No.
Jenny. Oh.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, are we glad to see you. Jenny, look at me. Look at my hollow eyes, the sunken cheeks. We've been starved, steamed, and strained.
Why did you not tell me this Commander Porter was mistreating you?
Why didn't we tell her, though?
Because...
Oh, well, I guess it was just his foolish pride.
You are sure you have not been having fun with these nurses?
My word of honor.
And you are very hungry.
Yeah, hungry, starved. Oh, it's hunger.
Oh.
Food!
Oh, remind me to have your bottle air conditioned,
right? Major Nelson, Major Healy, your favorite nurse is here again. You naughty boy.
Naughty boy?
Oh, no, no, it's not what you think. No, it really isn't.
Oh.
Jeannie, no, 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 don't take the food. Here, get the food.
Jeannie, come back.
Time to take more blood, dear boy.
Amazing. You know something, Healy? You and Nelson have lost enough fat to make a full-grown jockey. I can't tell you how this pleases me.
How much longer is this going to take, sir?
Oh, we're just getting started. Yes, sir, we're just getting started.
I want Dr. Bellows to see you. Oh, come along, Miss Legault, so you can take more blood later. That should put a smile on your face.
Master, I saw everything and I am so ashamed. I am not fit to be your genie. I am a complete flip.
Flop.
Flop.
Genie, is that you? Oh.
Poor sweet master. You have grown so skinny, even your head feels thin. Oh, but do not worry. I shall arrange a feast of the ages. Poached ears of the camel, pomegranates and honey, hummingbird's feet.
Oh, hold the bird feet, Jenny. It's too late. I think we've had it. Oh, we're too bush to move.
Well, then I will unbush you.
I'm up. I'm moving. I feel great.
I feel like a tiger.
Now no one will be ashamed of you.
Jenny, it's too fast. Slow us down. Oh, take these, Jenny. We're going too fast. Too fast. Slow us down. Oh, wait a minute, Jenny. We're too fast.
Dear, I think my unbushing spell needs work.
What shape are they in, Commander?
I'd say they were shapeless. It's pitiful.
No stamina, Colonel. No stamina. Well, look for yourself. Sickening the way those chow hounds fell apart, isn't it?
Fell apart? You better take another look, Commander. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're hopping around like jumping beans on a skillet.
What? Let me see.
This proves that your analysis of the astronaut diet was incorrect.
No, I was right.
Their diet was trash. What's keeping those boys going is my special vitamin pills.
Your vitamin pills?
Secret formula. I broke them down, but my pills build them right up again. They can take it. Now I can hit them with the real test. 5 days and nights on Skull Island without supplies. Living off the land like wild animals.
Wild animals? Well, do you think they can take it, Commander?
Look at them. I'll give them the works. The works.
Skull Island. Well, gentlemen, do you think you're ready to withstand 5 days of animal survival here?
Does fainting answer your question? Never mind, they're ready. We have plenty of my special vitamins and these little beauties. The Commander Porter Handbook for Survival. Use these properly and you won't starve. Understand?
If we get hungry, we can eat the book.
That's the spirit.
Commander, starvation is not the real danger.
No?
The real danger is the mental disorientation that accompanies acute hunger. It may impair their judgment and cause frightening hallucinations.
Don't worry, Doc. Nobody's going to start seeing things. My vitamins and my handbooks will pull us through. All right, ma'am, let's go to work. Scrounge! Scrounge!
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I don't know about you, but I'm starved.
Oh, do not worry. Jeannie is here.
What are you doing here? Oh, thanks, Jeannie, but no thanks. We can't.
You do not like turkey and cranberries and sweet potatoes and white potatoes and pickles?
No. You see, Commander Porter is taking the same test with us. He's eating everything we do. It's him against us.
Right, we're going to beat him at his own game.
Yeah.
Well, I think you are both being very foolish. If you do not eat, you are going to get sick.
Now, Healy, go!
Get out. Go on. Out. Take this with you. Go on.
Well. Came up empty-handed, didn't you, from the hunt? Well, lucky for you, Commander Porter's a master at the art of food finding. Today, we feast. Yes, sir. Swamp roots, lily buds, nice juicy snails. Here, boys, try one of the crickets. They're delicious. Hey, you guys smell roast turkey?
Yeah, we just had a turkey.
No, we can't be smelling roast turkeys. If we were smelling roast turkey, we'd be having an hallucination. And we can't be having an hallucination, not with the Commander Porter Handbook for Survival.
Yeah. You're right, I didn't smell roast turkey. Come on, Healy, chomp on a snail. No, I don't smell roast turkey or cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. Jack?
Wait. I don't even smell oyster dressing.
Hey, this looks good.
Honey, well, chow down. First man lures fish in close by making sounds in water surface. Okay, Nelson.
Huh?
Make sounds in water surface. Second man, ready spear and strikes when the fish approaches. Ready, Healy?
Oh, I think I see something, sir. Here it goes.
Kill anything?
Yes. My foot.
You must let me help you, Master. You are getting weaker by the minute.
No. I'm going to do it.
Oh, I will not allow my master to go hungry.
Oh.
I know. I will fix you a Cornish hen. No, a squab. No, that is not big enough for two hungry men. I know. A nice big chicken.
Oh, dear.
Dr. Bellows? Commander Porter here. Are you alone?
Yes, I am, Commander. What seems to be the difficulty? A turkey dinner that wasn't there?
There's nothing wrong with you, Commander.
Don't ask me how I know, but believe me, you're as sane as I am. Just take two aspirins and stay away from Major Nelson and Major Healy.
Thanks, Doc. I knew my Porter system wouldn't fail me. I feel a lot better. What? Sorry, I couldn't hear you on account of the giant chicken. The giant chicken.
Giant chicken?
I don't see a giant chicken.
Jeannie, now you get rid of that thing. You just get rid of it.
Yes, Master.
God. All right. All right, now, please, just don't try to help us anymore.
Roger, let's go and try to find some real food, huh?
Oh, please, Master, let me get you some food.
No, Jeannie, we're not allowed to accept food unless it's from the friendly natives, like it says here in the handbook.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Food and shelter may sometimes be found at a friendly native village.
There wasn't no chicken. Dr. Bellows knows what he's talking about. I didn't see nothing. All right. Friendly nature village.
Looks like one, it isn't here.
My vitamins, I'll take some more of my vitamins. When I open my eyes, it'll all be gone. All gone.
You may accept this food, please. We are friendly native village, just like in your book.
You aren't here. Looks like I could just reach out and touch her, but you're not here. It's a... What do you call it? A mirage. That's what it is. A mirage. And I'll prove it. It's a mirage.
Fidel dog, you have desecrated the tents of the women. And for this, you must die.
Die?
What am I worried about? There's nobody here. I'm all alone with a big, hairy mirage.
You don't exist.
Seize him.
This isn't happening. I don't see you. Put me down, fellas. Will you put me down?
Master.
Approach nest from north side of tree. Carefully remove eggs. Steady. A little to the right, okay?
Okay.
Quill.
Master!
Be careful, will
Master!
You?
Huh? Master! Oh, Master!
What is it?
Huh? Oh, sorry, Raj.
Oh, Master, please hurry. You must go.
What is it?
Oh, there's no time to explain.
Hi.
You aren't here. That big knife isn't going to hurt anybody. And that bevy of hand-clapping beauties ain't here neither. What a great mirage. This was real, I'd sure be worried.
Cousin Harmon, no! Do not kill him!
The infidel must die. Who are they?
Oh, friends, this is Cousin Hamid. This is my beloved Master Major Nelson and Major Healy.
Welcome to my humble village. My tent is your tent. And now, if you will excuse me, I must cut your friend to ribbons.
Wait, Nelson. You and my mirage, too? Can't you help him?
That is Cousin Hamid.
What's the matter, big stuff? Can't you aim good? Oh, now my mirage is mad. Why don't you try it again?
Now you pay.
For a mirage, you have terrible breath.
Oh, no. Did you do it? Did you?
I cannot kill a man who shows no fear. His courage has won him life and the right to wear the robes of Haji Baba.
Oh.
But thank you, cousin, for a very entertaining diversion. I will see you in 2,000 years at the family picnic. Dress will be casual. No. Don't bother. I know the way out.
You see, I knew it would work out all right.
Yeah, let's get Porter off that stake.
Oh, Master, the robes of Haji Baba.
Yeah, never mind that. Come on. Are you all right?
Hi, Nelson. Hi, Healy.
You're here, too. Gee, what a crowded mirage. Where'd you get her?
Never mind. I'll snap out of this and you'll all be gone.
I think you better step back.
I'd like to try out this fake knife. That guy in the mirage really tried to give it to me. Hey, you know something? This knife is real.
Are you all right, sir?
Major Healy! Commander! Can you hear me?
Oh, it must be Dr. Bellows. Oh, it must be a search party. How are we going to explain Shikali Ben Porter? Jeannie?
Oh, well, you will think of something. I wish I could.
Oh, are you all right? Sir! Oh,
Jeannie, will you come back? Jeannie!
Mirage?
It was real.
Nelson!
Yes, sir. Healy, it was real!
The knife. It's gone, but it was here. It was right here.
You're still weak from lack of food.
Don't baby me. There was a giant with a beard and tents and a blonde.
You're an inspiration to all your men, giving us your food like that.
And the giant chicken, I saw it, too. And this knife? Where's the knife? He tried to cut me to ribbons.
No.
I gave you my food.
Yes.
No, I had on this weird house coat, and my shoes curled up at the toes.
Dr. Bellows is searching for us, sir. Now, let me explain what happened.
And so, gentlemen, although the space agency was disappointed in the failure of Commander Porter's program, they were most impressed with your showing.
We only did our duty, sir. We learned from Commander Porter's example. It was his principles of dedication and self-sacrifice.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because the Department of Defense would like you to share the survival techniques. Come in, sir.
Hi, fellas. It's me. Now you're going to show me how you did it. We're going back out to Skull Island, and we're going to stay there until I know everything you know. So stop sitting there like lard-bellied yo-yos and move.